Well, to put this in context, the National Disability Inclusion Strategy, which was launched last year, was introduced to promote greater inclusion by people with disabilities in Irish society. And one of the key objectives of that strategy was to give legal effect to the principles that mainstream public services should serve people with disabilities alongside other citizens. And in putting that in a local context, Sligo County Council, through the Disability Consultative Committee, of which I am chairman, began reviewing and updating Sligo's Disability Implementation Plan. And we prepared a new draft plan, which was initially presented to the Council's Housing Strategic Policy Committee and then to the full Council back in December. And an extensive public consultation process then followed and allowed for all stakeholders and the wider community to participate. And these contributions resulted in numerous amendments to the plan being agreed, all of which are now incorporated in the Sligo Disability and Access Strategy 2019-2022, which we launched today. This strategy, I think, is one of the most important documents published by the Council over its 5 years term. The most recent census figures show that 14.6% of Sligo's population have a disability and they encounter various challenges in their everyday lives. And it's our duty as a Council, in conjunction with other stakeholders, to help people overcome these barriers and deliver a society where people with disabilities enjoy the same services and opportunities as other citizens. And while there has been progress in recent years in addressing access issues, our committee is advocating a broader approach in this plan to reflect, I suppose, what's called the social model of disability, which explores a way of removing barriers that restrict life choices for disabled people. And, you know, it is recognised that negative attitudes towards people with disabilities can become a barrier to full inclusion. And I would actually see education and awareness as key elements of our work in the coming years.